All right. So let us continue now if anyone has any questions.
Hi, Alexis, it's Henry.
All right, Henry.
So the flow. Last year I had the best year personally, financially, in my life, and
bravo.
It came about very specifically because I did a business group thing where I was developing a different business idea, and in response to that, my current business just took off, like really largely. And I thought that the reason it was doing that was to create the safety that I would feel to go do the other thing. But I got so busy doing my regular thing that I put the other thing away again. And so this year I've had some turbulence in my regular thing. And I talked to you about one thing that happened, and won't go into that one, but in my other big client, they've hired a new person, and
does that mean they're letting you go?
No, what I mean is they've hired a new office manager, and they're my interaction person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had this client for 15 years or so, maybe 17 or 18 years, and I'm almost like a principal in the company, even though I don't work there. That I've been there, there's only three or four people out of 58 that have been there longer than me. And I'm having a real difficult time with this person. And I said recently that I almost don't even want to work there anymore because it's no fun. So that, and what you've said this weekend, some of the things you've said this weekend, I'm feeling that what I want to do is just go back in there and just be more me. As a response to this, I'm running into a lot of control and scarcity. And part of what I've always done for my clients is, I create flow with them. And this is the first time in 15 years with this client that there's been a sense of fear in this company. And it's all coming from this position that I interact through. So, on one hand, I feel threatened by the situation, that my flow is threatened by this person. Because they're trying to save their company money by using me less. And they're there working on the weekend and on, you know, late at night, saving their company money. And so it's sort of counterintuitive to the way that I normally work, that my clients are successful, I think, because we're all in the flow. And suddenly I'm running into constriction in this flow that I've had for a long time. And I don't know whether I'm just being with that. I've felt really angry and really upset and then really emotional, and I've had some talks with people about it and they've processed it. And I know that I'm responding to it, but I didn't really expect to talk to you today. So I'm just wondering if there's anything with this that, is this myself encouraging myself to follow this more passionate thing now that I've had my time where it's, you know, I've avoided it again?
All right. Well, the company, the guy that you work with now, that's new person, he's using you less. That's the message. You see, it's like he's engaging you less. That means that there's an opportunity for you to spend less time there. Right?
Well, what I did last year was I hired two guys that work for me. And so, for the most part, I'm hardly ever there anymore, personally.
Okay.
I have two people that go in there and do the hours, and I
now,
sort of...
At the level, though, that he's hiring you less, does that mean you're going to have to let one of these guys go?
That's a possibility that I might have to do that, because there's not enough to keep, like, if this person has created the company contracting in thought. In interacting with me.
Well, we got that. Yes.
Yeah. So
what's the impact on you time-wise? Anything?
That I might need to let one guy go and do some of the work myself because there's not enough to spread amongst three people and me to meet my flow requirements.
All right. Okay.
So I could just go get another client.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
And it'd be
but there's a part of you that's resisting that too. Like, how deep am I going to get into this? When will I ever, ever, ever get to that other thing I feel more passionate about?
Yeah, and the last time I went through this, I had like 18 people working for me, and I had to crash to get out. And
I
don't want to do that again.
Right. No, you don't want to do that. And it is a great responsibility to hire people. And they become dependent on you, and that's the arrangement, you know. One of the things we want to point out is that why your year was so successful last year was you were putting energy into that other passion. That was your energy of giving. It's going out. And so money and stuff had to come through your receiving channels. So it did. It came through the channel you had open. Right? Through the work that you already were doing.
Yeah. I mean, one place I was blocked was I was thinking that this other thing would be like my thing now in flow. But I heard you speak today about just start small with two people or four people.
Right.
And let it evolve as a process like that.
Let it evolve, yeah. So we do recommend that you begin to go back to that. Because there in that project with your heart involved, you have more passion, you have more flow. Even where you feel crimped with your flow with this company, you have flow there that you can establish. You can be totally in mastery of your flow there. Okay, so that can be a counterbalance to feeling the frustration that you do with this large client of yours. Okay, number one. Number two, we would suggest that when you have to deal with this person that is that go-between, between you and the company, the one who's in scarcity and fear and all that kind of thing, sounds like he's really driven by the slave driver really good. He's just really stuck in there. We would say the way to approach him before you start talking to him, if you're going to pick up the phone and call him, before you do that, have you ever had a face-to-face with him?
Yes.
All right. Envision him. Imagine him. And see his fear. And see his terror over loss of control. He's been put in a position that's too responsible or too high for what he thinks he can do. And so that's why he's running scared. What he thinks he can do is to work really, really hard and work kind of lower down on the ladder. His mentality is lower on the ladder. You know, as you go up the ladder, and that is through a hierarchy of a corporation or through various levels of income and flow and so on, you tend to be easier. You tend to really be easier. The slave driver actually has a little bit better time. The CEOs are the happiest because they feel the most powerful. It is all really the levels of power that you have. You can be in any level though, and if you take your power, you can be content there. You can be happy there for a while. But this guy is out of his league, and it's scaring him like crazy. So understanding this, before you talk to him, visualize him all panic-stricken the way he is, and very gently and very lovingly and very soothingly, with lots of love and compassion for him, surround him in a beautiful golden bubble of light. As it's very soothing and safe. And just gift that energetically to him before you talk to him. Okay?
Yes.
All right? He will still do his little song and dance. But there will be a warmth with you that he didn't have before. He's scared that he's got to... You know, you all were there before he was. And he feels like he's got to show his authority. He can't be weak. He can't have any weakness. So he hasn't been as friendly to you as he could be. So this will warm him up a little bit, okay?
Yes.
And so after you do this, then you just be you. You just say, and you can present more flow ideas. And so you can talk to him about flow and so on, as provided that you don't make any inference whatsoever that he's doing anything wrong. He's so afraid of criticism, he will hate you if you criticize him. Or if you even imply that he's not doing his job correctly. It'll terrify the dickens out of him. And you know, when you corner a man and he's terrified, he's going to fight back and he's going to fight dirty. Or possibly dirty. Right? So you don't want to put him into that defensive, aggressive position.
Could I just
yes?
give you a little more detail? So it's actually a woman.
Oh, okay. Her.
And, but,
okay.
But I haven't stopped you until now, because I did, when I had the one-on-one with her, she explained to me that she'd worked in a company for 25 years and was the only woman there. And that she was minimalized there.
Right.
And because I have a very strong relationship with all the principals of the company, I think she felt, some degree of threat from me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Because she feels like she's got to have authority. Mm-hmm. And the only way she knows how to keep everything under control, because she's terrified. It's the controllers are all the scared people. If you're scared, you'll control. People don't control if they're not scared. They just don't. Those two always go together. Fear and control. Fear and control. Fear and control. Right? And so she wants to prove herself. But she is over her head here somehow. She's gotten over her head, because she's been given a lot more power and a lot more responsibility as a woman than she was at the other place. Okay? And the company likes to have a hard-working person. That idea is very, very nice for a company. They like, oh, good, a workaholic, a woman who works really, really hard, the woman who works twice as much as the guy, and you can pay them the same salary. You get like two for one, you know? So it's the company, of course, kind of went for it.
Okay. So on the personal level.
On a personal
to
level.
To interpret this for me.
Mm-hmm. You just have compassion for her fear, for her terror that she's going to lose control any moment.
And is it reflecting for me my fear of going into something different?
No, not at all. What it is your friendly reality is sending you her so that you can learn how to be fully present, loving and flowing, regardless of what your external reality is saying for you to do. That's what the message is for you.
Because the other thing I talked about was having made a mistake, and you're saying that she's afraid to make a mistake. Are you?
She's afraid to make mistakes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel much more compassionate about mistakes, having made one, than I'm not that I've only made one in my life, but I made a big mistake, and so I feel more compassionate now, and less driven by that I need to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
In my work field or.
Right. Yes. And what's that about now?
Well, I made a big mistake with a client, and I didn't panic, and I stayed in my feelings, and I talked to you about this.
Yes, all right. Mm-hmm.
So I think in the past my slave driver has been very harsh on both myself and people that work for me in terms of not being okay to make mistakes.
Well, that's the business world. That's part of the slave driver connection into the corporate culture, into the business culture, is that. And people who are trying really hard to please will get into this whole place where they have to be perfect. And you were trying to please. Okay? Now, you're at a place where you're in your authority now. You don't have to try to please anymore. Okay?
Right.
And you know that, right?
Right, yes.
So you don't have to try to please her. You don't have to placate her. You don't have to do anything but just have compassion for her and send her soothing energy. But you have to be you. You're a person of flow. You know how to create a dynamic flow. And if you can find some way to mention stuff to her, bring it up gently, not as any kind of criticism, because she's very sensitive. So don't bring it up as like, here's an alternative to the style that you're using. This is, bring it up in a sense that, you know, if things really work well, if you get them into a flow, and if you get things into a flow, then there's a kind of a ease that comes with it. And nobody has to work so damned hard. And here's what I would suggest right now for a flow. That's all you need to do. Something like that. But you can, in the meantime, anytime you interact with her, and anytime you interact with that company, to get yourself, or even think about the company. As soon as you think about the company, you've started to give your power away. You started to give your power away to her. You've started to give your power away, you know, to this whole scarcity thing that she's holding.
I was shaking, like, for hours, pacing back and forth my house. I don't remember being this, you know, physically.
You gave your power to her. You can take it back.
Yeah.
Just say, power, return to me. That's all you need to do. Power, come on, return to me. I gave it away. It's mine. Come back. Come back home. Take it back. All right? And as soon as you do that, you say, hey, I'm a powerful reality creator. I'm creating all of this. This is a message from my friendly reality, personified reality. Just think of it as a personified reality. It's sending me this message because here is a place I haven't really been able to sustain my power in. It's my opportunity to sustain my power, to sustain my freedom, to sustain my trust, to sustain my love of me. Without any judgment at me, without going into guilt and fear and calling in the slave driver, I'm going to hold my resonance and I'm going to continue. And I'm going to anticipate and expect magic. Because I am still giving and I am allowing receiving. Just get into that flow. Get into the resonance within your psychic self. That's basically what we're talking about here. This is where the translation happens. The translation from the energetic to the material happens in the flow. A flow is like a magnet that pulls molecules together. Pulls things into time and space intersections specifically. The momentum is what does that. With your intention, with the giving, the receiving. That's your intention. Giving, receiving. Okay? It will pull stuff in that's in alignment with your frequency, with your resonance. Always remember, the first thing you're going to encounter is the challenge. And she's your challenge now. You see what we're saying?
The challenge in the sense that my flow is like as open as it's been, and that now I'm challenged to keep it open?
Yeah. You're challenged to maintain and sustain your resonance, your vibrational level, and with the opportunity of having more love, love touch, heal her. Right?
Right.
You know, you get the opportunity to love touch, heal her. And you do it by resonance. You do it by your vibration. Okay? Yeah. But you started giving your power away to her, and that made you shrink back into a lesser you. And you can't function very well from a lesser you. You panic, because the lesser you will bump out of the present, go into the future, and mill around in fear and terror and all sorts of stuff and not know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, I definitely felt.
So you have to get back into your present. Remember what we did just a little while ago where we got you right in the very present and pointed out you feel safe there. If you're in the present, you can feel safe. You can create a vibration of safety in the present. But you can't do it if you're looking at dark futures. Okay? You have to get back to the present and anchor there. And then look at what you can do. What you can do from your place of power, love, freedom, and safety, trust, in order to love, touch, heal, to create with a resonance and flow and energy through and learn and grow, become more. Then you have to see how you're going to apply it. You've got this challenge with this company. So you learn how to apply it to the next level up. You see?
Yes.
Thank you. It's not impossible. It's very doable. But you gotta you know, step up to the plate and claim who you are and operate from that higher frequency. And as soon as you do that, you'll be able to know what to do. It gives you the insight. It gives you your intuitional connections. It gives you a connection to her. In your mind, you can connect with her. You can send a beam of light from your heart over to her heart. Connect. Link. You can do this for any chakra. You understand?
Yeah, I feel for some reason this person personifies something that I'm in resistance to.
Oh, yeah. That's why your reality is sending it to you, saying this isn't a place where, you see, when you go to another level, then you get a challenge that will take you to something that is not your primary, you know, the primary challenge you're used to working with. It'll be a subsidiary challenge. It'll be some secondary challenge. And that's what you're getting with this one. You're getting a different little challenge that you're not used to addressing.
That's why it seems so odd to me, because if it's something I'd seen before, I would have said, well, this is something
I'm
used to dealing with.
Of course. But when you go on a new level, you've got those things you've seen before. You got them. Acknowledge that.
Right.
Okay? You got it. You were in the flow. You got your flow going. You got into this higher resonance. You made more money than ever before. Okay? So you figured it out. It was working for you. Your energy field was up. Everything was flowing. So now, next stage up. So what's keeping you from the next stage up? Here she is.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
And what she's presenting to you, and the way that you are repelled and you feel, you know, a sense of negativity, and you don't want to work around that and all that stuff. And it's really essentially a power thing for you. You got to take your power back here. And learn how power is not power over. Power has nothing to do with control. You have to stay out of fear and stay in your power.
That's clear. Thank you.
All right. You're certainly welcome. All right. Who else would like to talk to us about that?
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
I want to talk about, I think it has to do with trust, self-trust. Over the years working in metaphysics, most of my adult life I've had my own businesses, and a lot of times worked in some form of sales, and I would play with it over the years. With the metaphysics of it, and kind of set goals and reach certain levels, and had fun with it and built a certain level of self-trust around manifesting. And when I had a big financial loss a couple of years ago, ever since then I've had a hard time catching up. And I tend to stay in a place of struggle where I can just barely pay my bills, or sometimes I can't. I think I can't, you know, I'm not going to be able to. And I find that I'm having a really hard time holding a certain resonance of trust that things are going to work out. And I'm wondering if it's that I just need to really hold that place.
Well, yes, your challenge is to sustain it. Your trust comes and goes. When you go on, when you go on another level, you get a different kind of challenge, or you get what seems to be a bigger challenge sometimes. But it could be turned around rather quickly, but you have to learn how to sustain your resonance. That is what sustains a momentum forward, mm-hmm. right? But you also are having some difficulty with your giving. And with the whole flow of the giving, receiving, your giving, receiving kind of shriveled down because a part of you doesn't want to give as much. You feel depleted because you've lost power, right? So you have less to give.
Well, I feel like I'm not, that I want to make a change, and so I'm not giving in areas that move me so much anymore.
Well, the thing is, you have areas in which you have a channel for money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In your major money channel, okay, you need to accept that you could, that you must do this channel because this is where your money can come in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is your receiving channel you have open.
Right.
Okay. And in order to juice up that channel and get it moving, you've got to love yourself and love yourself by doing that, by giving through that channel. Mm-hmm. Juicing yourself up so that you're in a high resonance and then putting your love energy into that channel, even if it's something you don't want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it's a loving thing for you to do, to reframe it so it works right now. So it's something that you know you're doing temporarily.
Right.
It's a choice. You got to stay in choice with it and love it. Now, we know you know that. But the key for you is the sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you think that to trust yourself, you've got to really absolutely know. And you only know when you choose to know. And you can only choose to know from a high level of resonance.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you know that your choices are real. When you know your choices are real, when you really know what you're motivated for, when you know what you're really thinking about stuff, when you know your attitude, your points of view, and your beliefs and everything, you're knowing yourself. You can change those to whatever you choose them to be. They're arbitrary. Beliefs are arbitrary. There's no belief that is solid, absolutely true. A belief is a belief. It's not necessarily true. It is relatively true. Okay? Just like your channel of receiving is relatively appreciated. You don't really like mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. channel as much.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to recognize this is the time for you to step up to the plate for yourself, to love yourself enough to really give through that channel, which means you've got to juice up because you've been depleted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've really lost a lot of your juice.
Right.
You lost your passion for it. You lost your this money lost 2 years ago. You lost a lot of emotional passion and joy of life out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You gave your money way too much power, and it had to go so that you could step into your power without it so you can bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And sometimes you're like, well, that's really not nice of reality to do that to me. Don't take it personally.
Mm-hmm.
Reality knows on your spiritual path what you need. And because you've asked. You've asked to give yourself the most elegant and efficient journey home to the oneness. Okay? This is the most efficient way to do it. This is a reality, your playground, the illusion. So your reality is going to bring you all of this loss of motivation. And then you have to get the slave driver in and then you struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you struggle, you lose energy, you get all tired, and you get really... And as soon as you're tired and fatigued, where's your trust? It's gone.
Yeah.
Because you don't have enough juice. It's like you pull the plug on yourself. You're just, you're just kind of going through the motions. When the slave driver gets to you to try to drive you, okay, come on, we have to do it. You got to make some money. Come on, hurry up, push, push, push. You got to motivate yourself from love of yourself. If you can do that, start sustaining it. Recognize, like we said other day, that somebody, if you're really, really broke, you got to get a job. Love that job, even if it's, washing toilets, right? You got to love it. You got to be in love with yourself and love with your life and say, this is a choice for right now because I love myself enough, I'm going to give myself some money.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to earn it, I'm going to earn it. But it's a loving choice for me for right now. And as I love myself, I can then open up to greater opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And move forward. And the same thing goes for you. Okay? But it means that you have to keep your energy up. You have to juice yourself up. We recommend for you to go and connect with the forces of nature. Get yourself juiced up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Call on us. We'll come and juice you up. Subscribe to the weekly Love and Healing, the subscription to success. We'll juice you up every week in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's there, okay? And as you juice yourself up, you have more to give. You can make that choice to love yourself and to give. And as you put your love energy into that financial channel that you have not really been putting much love into. Mm-hmm. And you've been weak about it and tired and not. All of a sudden, you are now juicing up your giving channel. Your giving channel has juice. It's got current. It's got energy. And what has to happen? Yeah, then the receiving channel will bring to you. So it means that temporarily you will have to pick up your business mm-hmm. in the traditional way. But from an untraditional now, from a greater, more loving place, then you'll be on your next level. Then the juice will come in. Then you'll find your investors. Then you'll find the other channel being able to open up. Then you'll find other opportunities coming in. Then you'll find, you know, stuff to come in. Then you can receive. Then you can practice more in receiving rather than doing and earning and stuff. Practice receiving is a fun thing to practice. Mm-hmm. We highly recommend it. All right? But we sense you're just like an inch away from this. It's like you know everything there is to know about it, but there's a part of you that's just too depleted to get to it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's just hard to pick yourself up in the day and keep going because you've just lost so much of your power. You lost your power to that money. And you've lost it to money before, but, you know, you don't want to give your power away to money. It just makes everything take forever, as you've noticed. Just kind of, No, money's your friend. Make money your friend.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. I've always been, thought about many different, like, why did this really happen? And when you said I gave it too much power,
ding!
Yeah, it was like, I can connect a lot of dots together.
Right.
And I also see in my work, I've gotten a little bit like, okay, this, I only give this much because that's how much I, you know, instead of being more giving, I don't know if that's making much sense, but mm-hmm. in my time or mm-hmm. energy.
So. Right. But, you know, when you give energy with love, power, freedom, safety, trust in there, you're juiced up. You can hold those resonances. And when you put energy into your giving channel with that resonance, you will attract people to give to you. You will attract that. You will magnetize it to you. And that's what you need right now.
I understand. I do know that I understand.
Oh,
that.
You understand and every bit of it, yes.
And it seems like there's just been this small channel that has been coming into.
But make it a bigger channel.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a more active channel, knowing it's a transitional channel.
Mm-hmm.
Loving yourself enough to make it enough so you can get your money in.
Yeah, you said that to me recently, and it helped
right.
a bit. So
and you get not only do you get your money in, but you also start to attract those of investors and so on that you want to attract too.
Right.
You'll get other resources, not just money, but other resources, and that's what you need to right now too. But you've got to juice yourself up,
okay.
And that's where you've kind of like fallen by the wayside and let the slave driver come in.
Right. Okay.
Right. You see, the slave driver, all of you, the slave driver is in a sense your nemesis in business. It is masquerading as your friend, as your ally, as your support team, but it isn't. That's why we call it the slave driver. You've made yourself its slave. It's kind of like a really nasty drill sergeant in a boot camp, you know? It can act like a total bear, just total bear. And you created it, you see, so that's your job to discreate it now. But you have to figure out, my gosh, what do I do without it? Thank you so much for
that.
Thank you. All right. Unfortunately, we have no more time for questions. We do want to say a few things and then take you into a final process. We want to make mention about this translation thing. The ego, the positive ego, your sense of self, distinguished from your environment. It's part of the illusion, and it's necessary. You have to have an ego. Otherwise, you have no idea where you end and where your world begins. So how can you have a relationship? How can you function? It's almost impossible. You get delusional. You get stuck in without the ego. You get stuck in all sorts of crazy lunacy that comes through the airwaves from the consensus, from the collective. And you know there's a lot of crazy people out there with absolutely bizarre, crazy, destructive, spooky ideas. If you don't have an ego, if you don't have a boundary, you pick it all up and you don't know what's yours and what's not yours. Those of you who are empaths have had to go through that discovery. Empaths have weak ego boundaries. It's a weak ego boundary because you're not feeling powerful and loving. You're just picking up crap and you don't know what's yours and what's not. You can pick up pain from people, you know, 2 miles, 5 miles, 10 miles away and not know why you're in pain. That's because your ego is just willy-nilly letting everything in and you don't have energy of your energy of power and love and freedom and safety, trust is not radiating. You're just only receiving. You're not giving. When you're receiving, only receiving really, you're at a major liability. You're going to pick up every pile of crap there is. Because if you're not giving and you're only receiving, you're so out of balance that generally you're kind of shut down. Your energy shut down. So your self-appraisal is low. You're not really receiving good juice because you're not putting any out. You're just receiving minimum. There is a minimum for survival. And many of you have actually experimented with that line. Seeing how little you can get by on energetically. But what we're saying here is this. Without an ego, you're going to empath all the wrong stuff. It's going to swirl around in you and you're going to get really touched in the head. Be like these real loony people who do strange things and have bizarre political ideas. And we're not talking Tea Party. You know, some people think that's pretty bizarre. No, that's just paranoia. Just your basic run-of-the-mill paranoia. Okay. Now we're talking real madness, right? And these are the people who pick up a gun and kill 8 people, you know. It's just madness is out there. You don't want that in your energy field. So you have to project. You have to put out energy. All right? Now, to bring in stuff into physical material manifestation, your giving channel and your receiving channels need to be open. And there needs to be something going through there. You can't have them weak. Or you don't materialize much at all. The amount of translation into material reality is commensurate and is proportional to the amount of energy you have in your giving and receiving channels. And a lot of people are very stingy with their giving and blocked in their receiving. So how much material manifestation and translation is going to be able to happen? You need energy for that translation. It's like an available stuff of the reality that is used for that translation purpose. It uses energy. What is it? The energy cannot be created or destroyed, but only changed. Yeah. So if you put energy into your giving channel and it comes back in your receiving channel, you've got some kind of flow going, then this can translate by choice and intention. Okay. It is your choice and intentions as to what channels you use for giving and what channels you use for receiving and what you choose to receive in those receiving channels. We're talking money in this particular context. So you're looking at your giving channel, most likely giving channel as far as aimed towards money, and your receiving channel of money. But you have others, like you have relationships, giving and receiving channels with a relationship. So the translation occurs, the more energy, the more translation. Actually, the more energy, the faster and the more accelerated the translation. Now, a lot of what you came into this reality to do was to observe, study, research, and learn. Okay? And you wanted to learn how your reality is put together. So you take all your reality apart and look at it and put it back together. Now, when you're in the process of doing that, and you don't have a real clear focus, you don't have clear channels, you're just in a discovery mode alone, you don't have much translation. Because there's not much energy going in a real clear channel out and in. Right? But as soon as you start getting onto project, onto focus, then you have the opportunity to have the translation. As we said before, the ego creates this boundary between you and other, boundary between you and reality. You had to get this illusion for you to function as an individual, for you to be able to function in a free will reality, okay? Now, your personified reality, working with you as a friend, you'll talk with it, you'll ask it, you'll request it, what it is that you want. You'll have the energy going out, you'll indicate this is where I want it to come in, which channel I want it to come in. The more energy you put into it, the more that it can accelerate your growth process. Now, the growth process is going to bring, again, the first time, the first things that come in may not be the things that you stay with. The first things are not part of your momentum. The first manifestations are you discovering how to respond, what it is, how does it feel, how does it fit? Does it work with your temperament? Da, 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 da. And here's where you haven't had your power. Your reality will always give that to you first. You'll go on a whole new level, and all of you here have gone on a new level of awareness of yourself. So the next wonderful, seemingly wonderful thing that comes into you or that you asked for may come with a challenge. Do like Virginia does. Get back in your power immediately so that you can keep the energy juiced up and the energy going with intention and know how to respond to it. Then you get that research done that you want to do. Reality says, great, okay, now we can send you something that you have asked for, actually asked for in form. The ego, the boundary giver, all right, is the one that does the translations of the energy. Your ego translates the energy from the psychic energy into the physical energy. It, across the line, the boundary line of self. Reality line, okay? It brings it right in. It brings it right in. You know, and so the energy that you are attracting and receiving by your intention, if your ego is positive, it'll bring it in. If your ego is negative, then it will tell your personified reality. It'll say, hey, look, you know, this person's making me really work way too hard and I'm really angry and I really don't like this person and they're so stuck up and they're so, or they're so, and incredibly self-loathing and I just, you know. So, you know, I want them to have sucky realities. If you tick off your ego and make it really negative and shame it and mess it up, it's going to act like that. If you try to be somebody you're not, if you put on a facade and you have a duplicity, you're going to have a negative ego. You have to be true to who you are. As soon as you're true to who you are, your ego, the negative part of the ego, cannot function any longer. You don't have a threat from your ego. You can toot your own horn all day long if you're in your truth and in your light and your love and your freedom, power, etc. Because the ego won't get in there and mess it up. The ego will translate correctly. The ego translates to who you think you are. And if who you think you are and who you're acting as and claiming to be is one and the same, you get good stuff, good material manifestation. Don't pretend to be somebody you're not. Because if you do that, then you don't like who you are. And you're going to get stuck with crap over and over. And then you're going to be upset at and take it personally from your reality. Who says, well, you know, you got to deal with this ego thing. Come on, deal with the ego thing and then we can have a good working relationship, okay? But you got to tell me what your boundaries are and who you are and stuff like that. And you got to get this figured out first. So it's really important for you to understand how this principle works and how important it is for you to hold your resonance and keep stretching your image. Keep stretching your image and keep claiming more of who you are. We've often made the simile that you are such a grand spiritual being. You have this mansion of many, many rooms, beautiful, well-appointed, gorgeous rooms, but you're living in the servants' quarters. Well, that's where you wake up. And then you think that's all you are. And gradually, as you grow on your spiritual path, you open a door and find another room. And you realize, hey, here's some objects of mine in here. Here's that doll I had as a child, or here's that little toy train I had. Oh, this is my room, too. And you expand your space. And every space that you open up, you have remnants of your past just debris in there, and you have to clean it up, clean it out, and make it nice and spiffy and new, and claim it and own it and move into it. And eventually, the idea is that you claim the whole mansion, every room, even the grand ballroom. So what you want to do with money here is open up another room. You're going to open up your money receiving room. It's got old crap in it. So we're going to go clean it out. We're going to work with you to energize your particular chosen manifestation. You're going to get really pumped up. We're going to move your energy through your giving channel and your receiving channels. So that you can receive into this receiving room, full and wide, everything. And then we're going to do a little brain work to end. All right? So let yourself get comfortable, balanced. Close your eyes, take a little breath, center. Let yourself float as you center, calm, relax, center, float gently, center. Find your center, float, get comfortable, or as comfortable as you can. There's something that you and we have been talking about, a project or a direction that you want to take, something that you want to create, a channel of giving, one or more, to energize money creation for you, and channels of receiving, one or more, to bring money to you. Your brain is ready to activate your flow And more than that, to set up the foundation so that you can establish a momentum and so that you can build, create, and joyously celebrate a momentum with wealth, leading to a life that you've envisioned, a future that you have of you, the wealthy one, a wealthy person that's natural for you. And let yourself just float in a sky filled with stars. And some of these stars move from their position to above you. Here we are again. A bright star loving you, supporting you, sending light down to swirl around you, to nurture you, to hold you, to touch you. We're with you on this journey. And so now let us call in some of your friends, some of those sparks of light that are flying around in the sky, those stars winking at you. And we're all going to send you a beam of light, a beautiful, powerful beam of light, of love, to your root chakra. You, in the center of hundreds, perhaps thousands, each one sending a very focused beam of light to your root chakra. Feel it fill up your root chakra. And now they're sending a beam of light, hundreds, thousands of beams of light, perhaps, to your second chakra, your sacral chakra. Let it fill up. This is juice up time. To your third chakra come many, many, many fibers of light, sending love and energy and support into you. Into your heart now come, your heart chakra comes many, many fibers of light, loving you, supporting you, energizing you, filling you up. Throat chakra, hundreds and thousands of lights converge upon your throat chakra to fill it up. And your third eye now receives hundreds, thousands of little, tiny, very focused, bright beams of light. Ah, your whole brain feels lit up. And now your crown, the top of your head, but filtering like light into the top of your brain. Hundreds, thousands of beams of light converge there and fill you up. Your whole body now being filled up, filled up, filled up. And they're going to fill you up with red light now. All these beams turn beautiful crimson red, giving you a sense of grounding and security. Feel it body-wide now. And behind it, close behind it, orange light now, bringing you a connection with your passion, support for your passion, your desire, your motivation, true to you. Feel your whole body orange. And here comes yellow, golden, beautiful, bright yellow, filling up your body, giving you a sense, reinforcing your own sense of power, a sense of your own order, your preferences, your priorities. Green to your comes in, your whole body turning green, all the fibers everywhere turning green, filling up with green, with the love of you. You're just right, just the way you are. You're where you want to be, where you need to be. It's okay. It's great. Blue now to your throat. For you, your higher will, your higher choices. Your truth. Honoring your truth in everything that you do. Blue. Your whole body blue. And crown. No, third eye. Purple. Bluish purple. Filling your whole body with that indigo blue. A sense of vision, a sense of destiny, a sense of future, of imagination. Filling you up. And now your crown. Opening the channels greater and wider to receive from the divine. And now let yourself receive from the divine. That violet light that filled you up, turning whiter and whiter and whiter, brighter and brighter. A beam of light coming from above, from your higher self, from the one who knows who you are, the divine in you. Let that beam of white light come and hit you in the top of your head just wondrously, gloriously, and fill your whole body with light. And now, beautiful, beautiful light, rich light, an earthy, radiant light coming from the earth beneath you, coming up to your coccyx, to your root chakra, expanding throughout your whole body, a sense of grounding, a sense of peace, a sense of feeling supported. Let yourself radiate all this energy. It's yours. Free. Receive. And now somewhere in your psyche, where you receive, is a receiving room. You may feel it in your heart. You may feel it in your head. You may feel it somehow, not even in your physical body. But there's a place where you receive. It's the archetype of your receiving. Find yourself now standing, somehow standing in the middle of your receiving room. It may be very dark because the door is shut. It may be very small because it's filled with clutter. Or it's got narrow, narrow walls. It could be very wide, very big. But looking very unused, dusty, covered with dust, littered stuff strewn about. This place has been dangerous for you, or so you thought. So you limited access to it. So go to the door, wherever the entrance is. See what you've done to your entrance. How wide open is your door? Just a crack, nailed shut with boards, plywood, half open. Is it a small door, a narrow door? Is it a big wide door, a double door? whatever has limited your door, by intention and choice, change it now in your mind. Imagine it changed. Change it now. Make a choice. I'm going to open my receiving room, this place that I receive. Take off of that door whatever is holding it. Take off whatever limitations are and have your door, small or large, open now. Maybe the door is so damaged it even fell off its hinges and there is no door. That's fine too. Now the light comes in and you can turn and you can see the rest of the room. How big is it? What is it filled with? What's still in there of your past? It's time to let go of. Let us come with you and we'll sweep it out. We'll clean it out. Just direct us. Say, you know, mentally direct us. Oh, move that out. Move that out. That needs to go. Move that. That needs to go. Let us just release. Let us lust clear. There we go. Let's just clear it. Let's just breathe it out. Maybe you just might want to take a nice exhale or two. Let's just clean it out. Breathe it out. Blow it out. All that debris. Whew. Oh, it's getting clean. It's getting bright. It's getting clean. Ah, it's like the air is fresh again because the door is open and this fresh air is coming in this place. We'll just suck out the rest of that dust so the air is clean and pure. Now, expand this room. Stretch it. Expand it. Make it large. Make it beautiful. Make it well appointed if you like. Beautiful details on the wall if you like. Make it a gorgeous room. Make it a beautiful room that's just right for you. Make it big and beautiful. Make the doors wide, huge, wide, maybe no doors at all, just open, open space, wide. You used to come here and hide. No more, you're visible now. The world can see you now. I can see you standing in your radiant splendor in your receiving room. And you stand at the threshold, at the entrance of this receiving room, and you look out over the world. The consensus is there. Over the world, you send your energy now out. Here is my giving channel, O world, I send to you. Give that giving channel, one or more. Send of this incredible, juiced, amazing energy that you've got, this power, this love, this freedom, this trust, this being present here and now, radiant that you are. The one who loves, touches, heals, the one who creates with passion and moves energy through, the one who knows more and more who you are and claims it, that you moves energy by love. Direct the energy. You're filled with it. Direct the energy. You will not be depleted. Direct the energy into that giving channel. See that giving channel like a, in a sense, a beam of light. Perhaps a, like a huge straw. Perhaps a big hole that leads over. Filled with light, though, of course, leads over to that consensus world out there. Just send it out there and let it go out there and hit the boundary of yourself. The boundary between you and other. And it hits that boundary. These channels hit that boundary. These directive gullies, however you see it, the channel of giving hits that boundary and spreads in infinite numbers of light beams into your mainstream reality. It connects into your mainstream. These lights go out there, connect. And it's like a switch has been thrown on. And it's like seeing from way above at night to look over the bright lights of a city. You see these lights go on all over the consensus, all over the mainstream reality, all over your world out there. Lights you are lighting up. Lights that come from you, from your source, from your giving. And now you request reality. I request money through the following channel or channels to return energy to me. I hereby initiate my cycle of giving and receiving. I send to you my request. And you feel a presence, you sense a presence, and standing next to you there, your personified reality smiling at you, looking all ready to go. Yes! And you see those lights out there in the mainstream. You see these lights starting to shift, move. And you start to see beams of light coming back towards you. Hundreds, thousands of beams of light coming back towards you. Particles of light, beams of light. And they come to that boundary between you and other. The boundary where you connect with the mainstream reality. And it lights up this boundary. And they come through this boundary into the intended channel. Sense that channel. It's a channel of light. Coming, strong channel of light, one, two, or more. All these lights focused at the boundary. Focus retranslated into this channel. Or channels. Let that light come back to you now. Sense it coming. It's coming your way. Oh my. As it comes closer, you realize, oh gosh, this is a lot. This is a lot of energy. Yes, you send out a lot of energy. It is a lot of energy coming back to you. You step back. You step back from the entrance. The door is wide open or no doors. There's room for it. It's coming. It's coming. These beams of light coming towards your receiving room, towards the entrance of your receiving room. Brighter, bigger. They're bigger than you expected. Huge beams of light coming your way. They're getting bigger and bigger. And then they enter your receiving room and fill it with incredible amounts of light. Just, Feel, receive. There's money in it. Feel the energy of money inherent in it. Let it all absorb into you. Bounce around the walls of your glorious, beautiful room. Absorb into you. You feel dazzling, sparkling, but serene. You feel strong, grounded, but light. You are divine, dear one. You're feeling that divine nature. You have initiated a cycle of giving and receiving. And you look down on the floor of your receiving room. And there is a $1 bill. Big, though. Much bigger than a usual $1 bill. And on it is an envelope. And you reach down and you pick up the envelope and you open up the envelope. And there is the blank check or the bank draft made out to the amount you have chosen, you have asked for. There it is. You know what you're going to do to create this, to energize this, to come into your life. It is here now. The resonance is here in your receiving room already. going to hold to the frequency of this with enthusiasm and joy, feeling charged up. You send out more now, giving again into your giving channels. It's even more than you did at first. Giving. It soars out there. It expands these channels, these funnels. They get huge. They go out there, hit that boundary between you and other, and spread like dazzling billions of lights into your mainstream reality. And then you see them like a wave coming on shore when it pauses, where the flow pauses and it begins to ebb, it begins to come back out. It's coming back to you now. Feel that energy coming back to you, back to you, back to you, back to you, and coming back to the boundary between you and other. Hitting that boundary and going into these channels that you have opened for receiving. Big and wide. You, the divine being, the powerful reality creator who is here in your playground of the illusion to play with life, reality, and creating from scratch, creating money now, bringing in the vibration of money. Feel yourself brilliant, huge, expanded. Expand yourself more. And as you do that, pushing out on your cube, above, sideways, forward and back, opening up your cube, your receiving room opens bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as these lights come to you, as these beams of receiving channels come to you, bigger and bigger, and let them come into your receiving room, much bigger now, and fill your room, fill you. It is natural to you. Feel the naturalness of receiving. It is the intended divine way. And now you put in a request. Let this continue. Let this giving and receiving continue into a momentum of financial success. And your personified reality. And we, and your positive ego, all in unison say, yes, yes, yes. So be it. Out goes your energy again. Third time, out it goes with no effort now, but intention, only intention, from your heart, with love. It goes out through your chosen channels of doing. You just watch it. You don't have to make it happen. Just let yourself watch it happen now. Hitting that boundary, spreading into your mainstream reality. Doesn't take as long now. You watch it begin to return. Beginning to return, coming back to that boundary. And on your side of the boundary, emerging onto your side into those channels of intended receiving of money. Coming back. No effort. Just opening to receive. Open to receive. Open your heart chakra. Open your solar plexus chakra, open your sacral chakra, open your root chakra, open your heart chakra, open your throat chakra, open your third eye chakra, open your crown chakra, even more to receive. And know that it has begun. As you see the energy, the giving energy going back out, more receiving energy comes in until you don't see the distinction between the giving and the receiving. It's all just continuous flow. And know, expect, it is coming. You will sustain it out of love for yourself, knowing it's coming. with love from us, all your friends on this side and the other. Your personified reality and your support, a friend. Knowing that sometimes you may find challenges, but stay in your resonance. You know you can now. You're ready to now. It is translating for you. Receive your dream. Feel the magic. Feel the maintained connection now to the mainstream consciousness. You're the leader now. You're leading it. You're stretching it where you want it to go. And we're going to be silent for a moment or two. And we're going to bring this as a diamond of light into your brain. We're going to plant it there in places where prior you were in survival mode, into fear, you were into scarcity, you were into terror, rage, victim consciousness. Now you are the powerful reality creator claiming your own. Let yourself feel it all come together into one. Your spiritual journey. The journey of oneness. It is all. And it is done. So be it. It has begun. A new momentum of success for you. Let yourself come back to body consciousness and open your eyes gently. You've done a lot of work. There is more to do. But when you do it with love, it certainly will go much easier. And without the slave driver, too. That really makes a big difference. An act of supreme self-love to give up that slave driver. Any time that you listen to these meditations, or you listen to the brain work, we are doing it again for you. It's there for you. It's not just going to be a silence on the CDs. We're going to be working with you. But if you don't get that, that's fine. We look forward to working with you anytime, any place, any chance, any opportunity we have. We're there for you. Call us when you go to sleep at night. Call us during the day. Sometimes just remind yourself that you're loved. Feel the sky of stars around you. They're around you all the time anyway. Why not just think about it, remember it, and we're there. Just call us mentally, galaxies, and we're there. We love you. We wish you the most glorious adventure that we know lies ahead. And we surround you, dear ones, with our light. And, of course, as always, fill you with our love. Farewell. Farewell.